This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, if you missed out on the Bryan Adams ticket giveaway, we'll continue to do that the rest of the week. But right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin. And I do have some Bryan Adams audio in just a moment.
Oh, is it Everything I Do? Look into my eyes. I did that just for you.
So earlier we were asking what was going on at the Haskell Blackburn Lemon exit. And the reason I asked, when we see wrecks, they get the wreck and they move it out of the side, sure, and everybody can pass on the highway. They had the whole southbound 75 yep, blocked off.
Like right outside.
Road. Everybody was being deterred. Is that the right? Detoured yeah, to the exit. Yep. Everybody.
Yep.
And so that's not normal.
Right.
And so that was immediately why I was like, oh, what is going on? Then I saw the helicopter and I was like, that's different.
Yeah.
This is not just a typical wreck. And yeah, we couldn't see where it was. Like it was past where yeah, we could see here. The story, we are just now kind of getting some details from it. The Dallas police were investigating a fatal shooting. A department spokesman said that it was is being investigated as an apparent suicide. The person was pronounced dead at the scene, and
wow,
that's why they had that going on. I would like to also then take this opportunity to say 24-hour crisis hotline, 800-273-8255. Mental health navigation line, 972-525-8181. Put those in crisis text line 741-741. You can text them home, HOME. Use those resources, please.
Can I tell you, I had a really, like people might say sometimes like, oh, I know you probably hear this or like, you don't care. I do care. Corey cares. Alec cares. We all care. And I had an interaction with somebody who set up an appointment at the place where I go to the talking doctor because they said, I've kind of, you know, run out of options and people to talk to and places to go and I don't know what to do. So obviously I always recommend NAMI North Texas as well. They have a bunch of really great free programs. But then, you know, so I recommend that. Also said, here's where I go to the talking doctor. I don't know where you live. I don't know how convenient it is, blah, blah, blah. They set up an appointment for this week with the talking doctor. And I was like, if you feel comfortable, let me know how it goes. But I was like, I absolutely know who that is. And it's just really cool if it's just one person. Like, hopefully that makes a difference. But hopefully there's a lot of other people who don't text in or reach out to us or whatever that they're like, you know what? I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
Therapy's cool, man.
Yeah. Man, I actually literally just had that conversation with my middle son, Carter, yesterday. Because there's some reasons. He and I have had discussions about this, but I was like, look, do not ever think that it's not manly, that it's not something that can help you.
Sure.
Get this opportunity to have a conversation. Also,
that was Gavin Dawson enjoying that ice cream, I do believe.
Yeah. Our friends at Abbott's Frozen Custard dropped off a lot of stuff.
I'm sorry, Frozen Custard.
Kevin, one of them is the waffle taco.
What?
Yep. It's a waffle taco. Mm. It's got chocolate and nuts on top of it and custard inside. Mm. And it Ooh, sounds very similar to something that no longer exists. And you know what? I'm glad it's back. And so I want to thank Abbott's for that and for the stuff they got in the freezer right now. All right. This was a very difficult transition here.
Yeah.
But let's try and see what we can do. Albert Breer was on with Rich Eisen. You ever heard of Rich Eisen, Kevin?
I have.
I'm a fan of his. He was on and he was talking about Cam Ward. And I am fascinated by Cam Ward's future because being the number one overall pick in a year that a lot of people were like, don't think it's that good to be a number one overall pick at quarterback. Will this guy succeed in Tennessee better than Will Levis? Here's Albert Breer.
Okay, hold on. Now, we'll get to this audio. The bar needs to be higher than that. Can you do better than Will Levis?
Or Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, well, the bar needs to be higher than that.
Steve McNair.
Okay, I accept.
Good bar right there. This is Albert Breer on Rich Eisen talking about something Cam Ward's done already.
What did you glean from your discussions with Titans folks?
Leading up to the draft, one thing they found with him, that Cam Ward knew a lot of football, but he couldn't always explain it. Like, he knew what to do, but he couldn't really take you through exactly, like, why it was that way. And so when they had the rookies in for the first time for the rookie minicamp a couple weeks after the draft, that started on a Friday. And on the Saturday morning, a couple coaches come in at the 5 a.m. hour. And there's Cam Ward running a meeting with the rookie tight ends, receivers, backs. They didn't know he was doing it. The coaches didn't. He just brought everybody in early so he could take them through the script for the day, take them through what they were going to be learning on offense. And it was, of course, a sign of, like, work ethic. You know, he's there early in the morning with his teammates. But I think it was also, at least they took it this way, a sign of self-awareness. And so that wasn't for show, because every day that they've had a practice since then, he's had that 5 a.m. meeting with the other, you know, rookie skill position players. I think it's kind of maybe a window into how important it is to him to be in position to get up and running and be prepared when they get to September. And they haven't named them starter yet, but I know the first team reps right now between him and Will Levis are 2-1. So they're certainly preparing Cam to be the starter there in early September.
I love hearing that. The coaches didn't even know.
Yeah.
Now, I do wonder the legalities under the rules of the NFL and the Players Association, if that's okay. Mm. But hey, they do this stuff all the time outside.
Yeah.
Dax always practicing with CD.
Had no idea how they're supposed to control it.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was just talking about, if I can convince the guys to come out to Malibu, then yeah, I'll be able to work with DK Metcalf and some of the other receivers. But Cam Ward, rookie guy, understanding that he needs to learn more at the same time. He doesn't know it all yet. And you know what? If I don't want coaches down my neck about it all, if I don't want anybody, you know, calling me out for it, I better be prepared before. And like we talk about other guys that they get there and they think they know it all. They think they got it all figured out and they find out real quick. And this is a dude, I think that's good leadership right there. That's good leadership quality on his part. Kevin, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, yeah.
The big day is coming up, July 4th, the hot dog eating contest. And I typically don't care about this, all right?
What?
I really don't. It doesn't matter that much to me. He is a 16-time champion.
It's the greatest achievement in sports history.
And he wants to be better. Is it?
This is the reason why you need to watch the hot dog eating contest. So the main announcer and the guy who does, like, the mic work live with the crowd, I believe they're the two owners, father and son, of Major League Eating, or at least they used to be. They talk about this as if it's better than anything in sports. Like, they would talk about Joey Chestnut had won 9 in a row, and they're like, that's more impressive than Cal Ripken's streak. And they said it with no sense of irony whatsoever. And they're like, who in the history of sports has ever won 16 world titles? Nobody. Not Wilt. Or I guess not Bill Russell, not Brady, not Jordan, nobody. And they are not joking about any of it. It's amazing.
And Alec, I guarantee you'll have the audio pulled when the guy comes out to do the announcement for the ceremony. That dude he's excited. It's pumped. I get excited. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Last year, I believe Joey Chestnut went against Kobayashi.
They did a Netflix spinoff. 100% I was watching that thing live.
But it does sound like Nathan's hot dog eating contest has said, you know what, let's work something out. Because I do believe Joey Chestnut started like working with Impossible Foods.
Okay, yeah.
And so they were like, you're sponsored by Impossible Foods. Yeah. We're trying to sell our Nathan's.
Wieners, baby.
Yeah. So they're working on trying to get him. My question here is,
because if he's not there, like, what are we doing?
How long is a competitive eater's career supposed to last? 16 sounds Is 20 the around number for him? Is 18? That's, you know, enough football games. So,
yeah. See, I would have thought, I'm not kidding. I would have thought the answer was like 3 years before I like really started watching. Yeah, this.
Until this dude dominated forever.
Because this is not the only thing they do. Like, if you think you're like, oh, once a year I can eat a lot of hot dogs too. No, they do this all the time. And he's like, oh, yeah, he ate 3 gallons of mayonnaise in 4 minutes and 17 seconds. Or, oops. Yeah, he ate 1,600 pistachios in 2 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the question. I just want to know, how long is a competitive eater's career supposed to last? And from the 469, Cena has 17 championships.
That's right.
Oh, that is a good point.
Never seen 17, baby.
That's right.
If Chestnut gets 17, will Cena go say, I got to get 18?
That only makes sense. Drop the title back to Cody, win it right back. They're at 18. Then that piece of trash can't try to claim it's his record.
Woo.
Who? Oh, that guy. But
I understood that.
How has he ever won a championship if you can't see him? I've never understood that.
That's how you win.
Exactly.
If you were fighting someone you couldn't see, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah, even if they're weaker, you would just be like, I don't know where they are. They keep sucker punching me. Kevin, you might think after you hear this story, who cares? It's in Florida. That's okay. America's Wang. But the battle against the invasive Burmese python by the Conservancy of Southwest Florida reached a milestone after a record removal season. The removal coincides with the breeding season of the python. Didn't know it was from November to April. The Conservancy staff tracked 40 pythons known as scout snakes that help in locating reproductive pythons. There was a record 6,300 pounds of invasive snakes removed this season, bringing the total to a hefty milestone of more than 20 tons of Burmese. This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Burmese pythons removed from a 200 square mile in Southwest Florida. Once snakes get opposable thumbs, they are taking over the planet. Guarantee it.
We'll be gone by the time that happens.
Who knows? Who knows? Kevin, you seemed very excited about a conversation here.
But I'm so sorry. I was going to be an update to your previous story.
Removing 40,000 pounds of snake. Okay, back to you.
I made the mistake of wanting to look up who won last year because Joey Chestnut didn't compete. And then a headline caught my eye that said fake history of the hot dog contest. And supposedly it started in 1916. And New York Times and other places have said that. However, there's no record of a contest taking place. And in 2010, Nathan's promoter, Mortimer Matz,
of course,
said he fabricated the legend of the 1916 start date with a man named Max Rosie in 1970 as part of a publicity stunt and his five fingers. Back to you, Coors.
Kevin, speaking of not having five fingers, one person said removing more than 40,000 pounds of snake carried out through some of Florida's unrelenting wildlife habitats is a heavy lifting assignment. But yes. Through the years of dedicated research, we've developed science-based methods to track the apex predator more effectively. That didn't help in Garland. A 15-foot reticulated python was captured this week slithering through a Garland neighborhood, according to 1080 KRLD.
Oh, our sister station. Hey,
it trapped a man on top of his truck, Kevin.
What?
Garland Animal Services had to safely wrangle the massive snake, which they later confirmed was someone's pet.
Okay. I hope Jess is not listening right now. Her biggest fear in life is a snake getting her from inside the toilet.
Oh, no, like, I totally get
toilet
it.
Toilet snake coming up and be like, I totally get that. Yeah.
Colby had a story about that.
Yes.
There's a dude in Thailand that got And then he had to ride a bicycle and take it to the hospital. That's terrifying. He sat down and just hung down in there, and all of a sudden, bam, bit by a snake. Last thing, Kevin.
Hung down in there.
As we've been talking about my high school Bryan Adams and the singer Bryan Adams, my friend Ivan, who used to be with us, sent me...
I like him.
Sent me this audio today with an LMAO. And I just want to point out, this is why you can't trust everything on the internet.
Oh.
Check this audio.
One of the most dangerous high schools in Dallas, Texas.
In front of Bryan Adams, man, back in the day, this school used to be crunk as hell, man. It was always riots up here. There was always helicopters flying around this school, man. I didn't go here. I went to Skyline, but my brothers then went here. This is one of the livest high schools ever. At one point, they were about to shut this school down, man. It was all over the news. But luckily, they didn't. I know you got, you know, South Oak Cliff. You know what I'm saying? I know you got the schools in South Dallas like Lincoln and Madison and stuff like this. But this was one of the bad schools that was added to that list, man. This school was a force to be reckoned with. About the sports here, I don't think they really had any good sports up here. But like I said, man, when it came to the academics, this school was tanking when it came to the academics, man. I don't know how it is now, but I know back in the day, all the kids from John West, you know what I'm saying, whether they was in Chenard Creek, Arbides, BKB, they all went to this school right here, man. So this school was loud, though, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm going to do another one on Skyline, you know what I'm saying, wasn't that all
right,
bad.
I appreciate that's it right there.
Menacing music in the background,
it's the way that it started. The most dangerous school in Dallas,
I'm
Texas.
I'm sorry. Can you play the beginning again? Because that, along with the music... I believed all of that because of that production value.
One of the most dangerous high schools in Dallas, Texas.
So I just want to point a couple things out. I went to Bryan Adams.
Yep.
East Dallas.
Yep.
That's where I hail from. My parents went to Bryan Adams. Adrian's mom went to Bryan Adams. My wife's mom went to Bryan Adams. It was never that bad. I do believe somebody from Skyline once drove a car on fire through the front of the school, but that wasn't because of the school. That was like in the 80s.
How are you going to say it's not that bad and then say, but this one time a flaming car came through Skyline, the front of the school?
That was from Skyline, not from BA. That was the other school. All right. But I did want to point out, I was never around when any riots happened at Bryan Adams. Mm-hmm. Helicopters weren't flying over the school every day. All right. That didn't happen. He said it once got shut down, almost, all right, almost got shut down because of academics, all right? They were not doing very well academically, and they were like, we're going to shut this place down, and then they funneled a whole bunch of money into the school, and now it's up and it's doing great. So I just want to point out, this is why you can't believe everything on the internet.
Ooh, I don't know.
There are some realities of that I went to a tough school.
Let's go to the fan text to contradict what Corey just said. Hold on, Corey's out in them streets. He's a hood rat.
We did call ourselves the White Rock Late Rats.
From the 972, I got pulled over from the gang unit at Bryan Adams. I wasn't even in a gang. All right, so let's recount the facts.
That's how safe it was.
There's that video. They had the gang unit at Bryan Adams. They had the flaming car that came through the front of the school. I don't know, man.
I just want to say it wasn't that bad. And we've all experienced high school, and I feel like there is far worse out there. But he was right. We weren't very good at football for a long time, but Coach Robinson's going to turn things around, baby. Coach Robinson's got this thing going, and I think Coach Chris Lee is going to help out too.
It's probably not going to be tomorrow, maybe on Friday. Segment. High School Confidential. Tell us your most horrifying story from high school. Maybe it involved you directly. Maybe you just saw it happen.
From the 214, random, but I went to BA too, and I'm pretty sure Corey took his prom photos in my living room. I need you to send me a text so I know where that, because you might be living in my house.
Huh.
Oh.
What?
What?
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What an intriguing tease. Coming up next, more of that. Also, my buddy's an idiot, and we will talk with FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill. All of it next right here on The Fan.
And Zambi cutting inside! A great finish from Johan Manzambi on his first international start. But this goes from bad to worse for the United States. 10 minutes before halftime, Switzerland in complete control.
All right. There's a lot going on here.
I need everybody to understand something right now. If you get a text from me on the fan text and it says something atrocious and it has my name signed to it, it's Kevin, not me.
So Corey's having a conversation. By the way, we're going to talk with FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill, unless he's listening right now, in just a few minutes. But Corey is like having a real conversation with somebody and it's like really interesting. And they mentioned their sister and I go, do you think it would be a funny bit if I just texted like, bro, I heard your sister's trash and I signed Corey's name?
No.
And so Corey said, Kevin wants to text bad things and sign my name. So if it happens, don't believe it.
I'm telling all of you right now.
I really wanted to message that person back and say, I didn't say that, Kevin, and then immediately send the trash text and sign it, Corey.
Gosh.
But then also,
what's really crazy though is like I'm actually having a meeting with the guy that he says he knows the wife who is one of Adrian's best friends from high school. So I'm literally having a meeting with that guy later today. So that's awesome.
Let's see if we can get this figured out. But then also, for our potential high school confidential segment, I went to Garland High School. That's where my older son went. And remember getting on the bus at the end of the day when the emergency exit of the bus in front burst open and this girl jumped out and just started punching this girl walking by. Full on fight with hair pieces getting yanked out. Like, that's crazy. And those are the kind of stories that I think High School Confidential could reveal to us all.
He did reply back say, she is trash. So, jeez.
Come on, guys.
That was even a softened version of what I was going to put back. All right. Right now, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. The United States men's soccer team. They don't have all their best players. Fine. They lost to Switzerland yesterday 4-0.
Mm.
The Americans have now lost 4 consecutive home games for just the third time. First, 1775. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was like, hold on. Are we really going back that far?
We probably lost 4 battles in a row at some point. But this is the first time since 1988. That the United States has lost 4 straight home games and just the third time ever they've done that. So having all your best players or not, you got freaking smoked by Switzerland. They scored all those goals in the first freaking half. Is the United States men's soccer team idiots?
I feel like every time you bring up the United States men's soccer team, it's something bad.
Well, yeah. Poor. Because, yeah, last time it was the third straight loss. Now it's the fourth straight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm surprised Switzerland even chose to compete. I thought they would have just accepted a scoreless draw.
Because they're neutral.
That's right. Thank you, Corey. All right. Is this person an idiot? And I had to read this story multiple times before I really understood it. Florida A&M athletic director got arrested for stealing more than $24,000 from their former employer.
Not much.
Yeah.
Did that one dude for the Jaguars steal like $10 million or something?
I think it was even more than that, honestly. But yes. So I was like, hold on. Does that mean the AD got fired and the former employer is Florida A&M? But no. The AD got arrested after turning herself in because she had allegedly stolen more than $24,000 from her previous employer.
So she was about to get caught. That's why she turned herself in. Otherwise, you're just like, I'm still in the lamb, like that zebra should be.
Right. She was charged with 4 counts of false claims on travel vouchers, as well as grand theft larceny and felony scheme to defraud.
Paul scheme?
Sure. Paul schemes.
Why do you turn, like, do you feel like you're going to get a lesser sentence for turning yourself in?
Yes.
You just like, no, I actually have to pay the price.
No, I think either you think you're going to get a lesser sentence or you know the next person up in the chain and you're like, I will testify against the bigger fish that you really want if you can really lower my sentence or give me some semblance of immunity or yeah, I don't know.
That's blah, always blah, the like play, that. Isn't it? So let's make a deal.
One time I was working at Blockbuster And my store manager, his boyfriend pulled up. And I was like, hey, because he would visit occasionally. So he came in after he sat in his car for like 20 minutes. I was like, hey, dude, your boyfriend's been in the parking lot for like 20 minutes. I don't know what's going on. So they talked in the car forever. And then eventually our store manager came back in, went to the back for like 20 minutes. And when he came back out, he was still really upset. It was what happened. And he said his boyfriend had just admitted to him that he embezzled more than $30,000.
Ooh.
It was a shocking turn of events.
Yes.
Right now, let's turn our attention back to the pitch and we will talk with FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Now, I know this is not necessarily your responsibility and certainly not your fault, and I know players are missing, but the United States men's soccer team, we're a year away from the World Cup. They've now lost four straight games on American soil for the first time since 1988. What the heck is happening?
I'm hoping this is by strategy. They want to lower everybody's expectations, so by the time the tournament starts, you know, we're not expecting a lot, and they surprise us. Maybe that's the way they're going about things right now. But it's surely it's not how, you know, the American public and soccer fans imagined the momentum being going into this important year. So hopefully there's a grand plan, and I know some players are missing, but you know, there's some bigger issues I think that are lying around, and hopefully we can get them ironed out, you know, and give ourselves the best chance to look the part in front of our, you know, home country.
Now, you mentioned it. I believe there's 9 matches happening in the Metroplex. Obviously, AT&T Stadium got one of the semifinals. The owner of FC Dallas was the person driving the bus for setting all of this up. We're a year out from the start of the World Cup exactly. How big of a deal is this tournament for growing numbers in the country, for fans in general, and honestly for FC Dallas as being a big part of setting this up?
Oh, it's massive. You know, it's, you know, I remember 94, I was 14 years old. And, you know, just, I remember the magnitude of what the World Cup was, and we weren't even big players back then. I think we've earned a little more respect in this day and age. So we've got a bigger sort of brand out there, even though it doesn't kind of seem like it at the moment, but you know, just to engage the new fan, the momentum, the energy, the passion that's going to come, and there's going to be a lot of education coming along with it. And so I just think it really is going to bring the new soccer fan out of the country. And there's just nothing like it. So the young kid that's going to experience this for the first time and have stars in his eyes and I just think it inspires a generation of talent. So it's got nothing. It's got zero negative and all positive to it. And it's just going to be an electric, you know, time in our country's history of soccer. And obviously the Hunts have been pioneers from the beginning, and their passion for the game and the work they put in to try to grow this game has been second to none. So it's, you know, I'm so glad Dallas has received, you know, these games, and I expect this city to be rocking.
Now, obviously, we were poking some fun at American soccer for struggling on their home soil. To be fair, though, y'all's team has struggled mightily at Toyota Stadium this season as well. Is there any particular common thread that you think's led to this? Because the team's been really good on the road, but at home, not so much.
I mean, it's the million-dollar question, you know. We're trying to solve it. It's there's no key that unlocks that door as to exactly why our home troubles have been what they've been. Obviously, the last game, you know, a red card that happened early, but I thought our guys fought. I mean, the attitude and the mentality has been there. It's just we will turn the corner. I believe that. I truly believe we're close to launching. We've, you know, it's just there's no reason why we shouldn't be, you know, more formidable at home, and we're working tirelessly to get there, and we will. So it's just not how you want it to be at the moment, but you know, adversity is something we've got to fight through and come on out the other end. And we've got to turn ourselves around, and we've got to start believing and scrapping and clawing and get up the table and go where we belong.
Have you noticed a difference in the players' morale a little bit? Are you like, I got to work on that first? Where do you feel about the group right now?
To be honest,
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morale has been great. I mean, I think that we all feel like we're better than we're at least sitting the standings. And, you know, it was a grueling month of, you know, with travel and just those kinds of things, but not to make excuses. But I really think, you know, some situations, the margins in this league are so tight.
Yeah.
A ball bouncing this way, that's punishing in a moment, changes the outcome of games. And we just got to understand that those margins are so tight. So when we get in our moments, we can't squander them, and when we can't give up the moments to opponents, especially at home. We've got to be relentless in who we are and our mentality, and make sure that we understand the value. I mean, chewing up 3 points at home is a must every game, so we've done, you know, amazing work on the road. We've got to figure it out here, and I think we're on the right road, and we're going to continue to fight and challenge ourselves to turn it around.
Now, you mentioned the travel last week of May alone, more than 8,000 miles of travel. When you're traveling, is it all soccer strategy all the time, or do you have like a movie or a TV show that helps calm you and put you at ease?
No, this last month there was no time for movies or TV shows. It's literally all day, every day, tactics, getting guys turned around, you know, figuring out what bodies we have. If we don't have these bodies, where are we going? What's the solution? You know, it's a chess match. It's nonstop. I mean, it's a nonstop discussion and the work and trying to figure out in the next opponent brings something different, right? And we've got to find a different way to hurt that opponent, which makes for more time for strategy and tactics. And so it's a busy job, one that I love, because I can talk tactics and I can talk soccer all day long. So it doesn't really feel like a job, but one that comes with seriousness. And I know results at the end of the day, they matter. And I'm here. That's why I'm here, is to try to become FC Dallas a winner. And that's what we're in the process of trying to do. And we're working tirelessly to get there. We're not where we want to be right now, but we will get there.
Well, we're going to do our part to help, because the last time you guys played Kansas City, we did a show live from the stadium before the game, and you guys won. So now you're on with us before the game against Kansas City again. So I'm feeling confident about these 3 points, Coach.
Well, if we win this game, I think I will make it. I'm sorry, guys. You're going to have to do a show here every home game.
All right.
All right. We can probably figure that out. Thank you very much for the time, good sir, and obviously best of luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Eric Quill, FC Dallas head coach right here on 105.3 The Fan. That is true. We did our show that week.
I was there
that
day.
Yes, you were.
There were a lot of people there.
There were. And we started speculating how much money was in that room.
There was a lot of money.
In particular. And it definitely started with a B. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
0-2 pitch. That's ripped to right center. That's a base hit. Rolling up the alley. One run home. Two runs home. Carter will be held. Josh Young in with a double. Two more runs on the board make it 14-4.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Excellent, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I'm not saying one game solves anything, but how much just fun was it to watch and listen
to the offensive onslaught from the Rangers?
It was great. I had a little bit of running around to do after the show. So by the time I got home, the conga line was rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Adolis Garcia had hit a double. He'd made an incredible play off the wall. Did you see that play
that
off the wall?
That was an awesome play,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
awesome
he mentioned
throw.
That. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That so, throw was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Great. We needed that, you know, and I think the credibility that maybe, you know, Simeon's turnaround is coinciding with the real turnaround is happening.
Were you nervous at all when Corey Seager legged it out from first to third on a single, and then there was a pass ball that he definitely could have scored on, and he just stayed at third base? A
little bit.
Okay.
It's like, oh, did I tweak something there? I think that we're all thinking that right now.
Just stay at second. Just first to second, station by station.
Yeah, at this point, just, hey. Don't push it. Don't yeah. force it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's all right when we're having a 16-run outburst. Like, that's... I thought I was getting ball-sacked by the updates because we had our draft show dinner last
night. Oh, yeah.
So okay. I didn't get to watch it live. So I'm like, wait a second. The Rangers have 10 runs. Wait a second. What? It's up to 16 runs, 17 hits? Like, this is not real right yeah. now. This is... Is something wrong? Is something wrong with my ESPN updates? Like, what is going on? But that is... I mean, everybody up and down the lineup. Evan Carter now has been absolutely brilliant since he's been back. It seems
got
like things
pop.
Are clicking. It's like a sleeping giant's been open, boys. You know, this team's just kind of been hovering around. The pitching's been there. The division's luckily just kind of stayed right sure. around where it's ready for the taking.
Just needed to be healthy.
Nobody in the American League scaring you, really. And now, if it's time for this offense to get right, look out.
Yeah, it was nice to Tyler Manley, who's done a lot of heavy lifting. It's like, hey, you know what? We're going to have your back for the
yes,
first time all season.
Because, yeah, because he wasn't particularly memorable yesterday or in the start before
which
that.
Is not good. We kind of no. need him to be
yes,
memorable.
Agree.
If that's somebody that you do want to move, maybe.
That's the worst it gets. I can live with it. But
okay,
yes,
sure.
Yes. I was thinking shutout or no hitter last night, put him on the trade market.
Okay.
That's what I was going
okay,
for.
You're, yeah. ready to, you're ready to move. Let's capitalize on this.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to just throw this out there. I know betting odds, especially at this stage, can sometimes be foolish, but Trey Hendrickson, he'd be favored to go to the Patriots. I've heard that plenty. Mm. But TJ Watt, the betting favorite, is he would be on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, would you, if you're the Steelers, I know it's not in your conference.
I don't see that.
Do you want to keep him in the same neck of the woods, so to
yeah.
speak? Would he... He would for sure have to like move houses though, or could he just stay?
No,
in his
yeah,
own
you'd
house?
Have to move.
Oh, yeah, it's
not that
it's close. A ways away.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. That's
or
that's
buy another house.
It just feels like everywhere that's not
yeah.
Texas is like
right by each other.
Distance.
Yeah. Oh, you can get between so many states up in the Northeast faster than you can get across Texas. Like eight, you can go through eight states.
Were we discussing a couple weeks ago that from a city down south in Texas all the way to like Amarillo is the same distance from Amarillo to Canada. And I was
that's
like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's a wild place. Yeah, I was like, this is insane.
Wow, so the Eagles are going to get Jair Alexander, and they're going to get TJ Watt. They'll probably sign Von Miller.
Oh, we're going to sign
all
Von Miller. Thank you very much.
All the players.
Just because they're like, sure, we'll take the players. That just seems to be their,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, if nobody else is going to do it, I guess we'll take a good player like Zach Bond and add him to a Super Bowl team.
Yeah. And guess what? If it doesn't work, then at the deadline, we'll trade for somebody else who will work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think you have another couple of months here in the summer to try to build your team out, and then where it's bad, you're going to have to be aggressive at the trade deadline if you want to catch the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, if any of this kind of stuff happens, I thought they took a half step back and they lost about five rotation guys, some starters on defense. But if that was just to get ready to make a bigger splash for the best player available later in the summer or early in the season, that'd be tough.
Are you guys at the point, and I know this is not what the Cowboys are going to do, and I know it's certainly not what they're going to say, where I'm not really concerned about catching the Eagles. I'm concerned about like, hey, let's make some moves now that will help you plan for 2026, whether it's salary cap or talent wise. Like, I think that should be the focus. I know they'll never say that, and they'll probably never do that. But what do you guys think?
Well, that would be the George Pickens move you wouldn't have done, right?
That's true.
Okay.
That's a great point. That is a really
yeah,
good point.
Yeah. I think having Pickens opens up a window, and Dak is not getting younger or healthier, so I wouldn't look at 2026 or 2027 as good of an opportunity as the one that's staring you in the face right here. What they need to have happen is, you know, for the young pass rushers to hit and create this swarm along with Osa that gives the defense an identity and something to hang their hat on. And, you know, so I think that could come together for them this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I you have to do it with Pickens. You'll never have two wide receivers like this again.
Yeah.
It's going to allow your run game some very favorable looks. And we already saw that CeeDee Lamb could figure out how to produce even when he was the focal point and the number two wasn't very good.
Right.
This is putting defenses in checkmate in a lot of ways, and I think you got to go for it.
Are you guys more intrigued by the Mavericks also shutting down the Knicks, the Mavericks playing the Pistons in Mexico City, or the fact that Corey went to perhaps the most dangerous high school in all of DFW?
Well, I knew you did. I knew Bryan Adams just has that reputation. That and Vines. Vines is the pharmacy.
It's tough, man. Hey,
yeah,
I survived.
Yeah, actually,
I survived, that's actually true. Vines and Plano. As soon as I got there, luckily, things got a little bit better. But I think it's definitely the Mavs playing overseas, is it not?
Yeah, that's always
overseas?
That's where that was born. The last time they played in Mexico City, we had England games in the NFL, and my mind straight went to, all right, let's check overseas how the Mavs doing right now. And that's haunted me ever since.
Yeah.
But it was a hilarious moment, but an embarrassing moment.
But now we can laugh about it.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to do this to you, Zach, on air. So do you guys ever watch Conan Must Go, where Conan O'Brien goes to different countries and stuff? And
I've definitely seen bits and pieces of this. Yes.
Okay, in the new season, and I want you to discover it for yourself, he goes somewhere and their goal is to set the world record for the biggest haka. And all I could think about, like, and this is like a 6-minute segment, all I could think about was you and the NFL draft.
Yeah, yeah. And I've looked into learning it.
I think that'd be cool. It's hard. Yes.
It is not an easy. Yeah, because you got to get the facial expressions down with the movements. It is not an easy dance to learn.
Yeah.
If you get a chance. I just thought that was pretty good.
Easy. Yeah.
What do you guys, what do y'all got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Hagee Bryan, as you notice, is not here. He is at Cowboys practice. He'll have a full report as soon as he gets here. And, of course, Krusty's Corner at 3:40. And David Hellman's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Talk Cowboys.
I like it.
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it twice. Okay. We missed one.
So
we needed to fix it.
Thought it was going to stink today.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say the world's most dangerous high school, Kevin.
Bryan Adams.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.